Care to know my name, care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling.
Bride, say come, holy Lord, from above. Fill us up with your love. For my heart and my flesh cry out for you. We cry out for you. Oh, Holy Lord, we worship you. Almighty God, our hearts cry out before you. There is no other one like you. Holy, holy, and worthy, worthy as you. Oh, yeah. Spirit and the bride, say come. And all on the throne, we sing, holy, so holy. Almighty God, so holy, worthy, so worthy. There is no other as worthy. Jesus, oh Jesus. Almighty God, Lord Jesus. Jesus, oh Jesus. Almighty God, Lord Jesus, who was and is and is to come. Spirit of the bride, say come. Spirit of the bride, say come. Spirit of the bride, say come.
There is a I just want to report that I want to thank my RCC family for praying for me. I was in the chat room and I was telling everybody that I think I might have got food poisoning or something. I was really feeling like throwing up when I was doing the show, you know, the song, but I was really happy in my spirit, but really sick in my tummy. And everybody started praying, Carol and Rosemary and Michelle, and oh my gosh, it's totally lifted. It's barely there, and it was bad. I thought, okay, I'm either going to throw up or just sit here nauseous and not be able to do anything. So thanks, everybody. And believe me, I believe in prayer, okay? But that worked fast, okay? I was kind of blaming myself, though, because I was at a school function at the high school, and everybody was eating. They had a big turkey feast where I was subbing at, and so I just kind of ate too much. So I'm like, I deserve it. But thanks, everybody. And maybe something I ate was not so good. But so thanks, everyone. I think I'm past the throw-up phase. I'm feeling much better. Hallelujah. Just tired, but good. So that had nothing to do with it. So thanks, everybody, for praying. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, you're so nice to us. And thank you for bringing Jay Birdie. Can you guys hear me? I don't know because there's no one on the line. So in the chat room, tell me if you can hear me. Oh, good, they can. Okay, so I love you guys. Thank you, Jesus. That was so cool. Seriously, it's very cool. I'm very excited. It was bad. Okay, it was really bad. So I'm so excited, guys. Guess in the news, there is a mountain in California, in L.A., that moved. I wonder if it was near Tawna. It lifted the highway 15 feet in the air today. This is an unprecedented event that has occurred in Vasquez Canyon near Los Angeles, California. So the mountain has moved, and it's still moving according to reports on the mainstream media news. It has lifted a 100-yard section of the highway 15 feet in the air. So I'll put the video in chat for y'all. That's pretty substantial, I know. There we go. In the chat room, I'm talking with all them. They're like, yeah, oh my gosh, yeah. So, Tawna, honey, did you hear about the freeway in L.A., part of it? Tawna, welcome. Tawna's here. I can talk to Tawna. Oh, and there's Mama Patty.
Hi, Mama guys.
Patty,
love you.
Hi.
Just to call me, that's what they called me when I was little, Patty Cake. Oh my God!
Aww. Well, you know what? That wasn't Tawna. Is this Marianne?
No, oh, this is Pat.
No. Thank you, my dear. But I think Marianne called. Is that you, Marianne? She's in Turkey. Who's 916-819-968? Who's that? Is that Raina? I'm confused. Hello, guest.
I don't know.
Hi, it's Raina.
She's 819.
Hi, Raina. Hi.
Okay. See, it's been so long since I've done the show. Hi, Raina. How are you?
Driving.
Okay.
Driving.
We got Patty Cake on the phone.
Oh, <geez. laughs>
How's
everybody?
I'm doing A-okay.
Sure. Yay. Yeah, here too. I'm okay. Things are moving along.
I wasn't, though,
Carol.
And everybody prayed for me in chat and my little nausea
oh.
went away. I was
oh,
just telling
good.
Everybody in the news how amazing it is that there's a freeway that was affected in California because the mountain's moving and people are saying it's probably volcanic activity. Thank you for sending that, Pat. I used to subscribe
to them,
but I unsubscribed.
Because it wasn't an earthquake. It wasn't an earthquake.
Well, and I wanted to
moving.
Tell you guys, I had a big flirt, or a really big flirt from Jesus, not last night, but the night before. It was only 10 o'clock in the evening, and I can't believe no one in the house felt it, but it was a pretty substantial earthquake. My bed was really moving, and it was the three different kinds of movements I have felt here in my bed.
Mm.
This one was the vibrating. It almost feels like there's a train under my, you know, underground here. It's the vibrating. And this one, I was so proud of my animal. Sam, she came running in the house meowing. Marty, who was
Ooh.
Sleeping next to me, like, woke up barking. He felt it. My sister was sound asleep, and my son was playing a video game and didn't feel a thing. And I'm, but I looked, and the geysers here, they shake off and on, but it was only a 2.6, and I mean, and there's three of them. So I fell back asleep, and then another one, I fell back asleep, another one. And then later that night, my son woke up screaming with a nightmare, and then I had a dream about a reality show, and I can still picture it. It gives me the creeps. It was a gross dream. It was about a reality show about half human, half dogs, and they hybrided people. They made hybrids of people, and then everybody thought it was really entertaining. And so this woman was like a dog, and it was just, you guys, it was, I don't even know how to describe it. It was the most bizarre dream, and I just remember looking at it and seeing everyone laugh, and I'm going, I can't believe you're entertained by this. This is so horrible. And I was just, like, looking at it and thinking it was cruel, and it was crazy, you guys. And she was, like, a detective, and she was a part dog, part human. It was just a weird night. And then that was the night that Mary Greeley is saying that her compass is showing that, the earth is, like, moving, and a lot of other people are saying that. And that was that same night. So so I actually thought, Jerry, maybe things are shifting, because I felt three quakes. My son had a nightmare, which, I mean, he woke up screaming. I've never heard him scream that loud. It was insane. He can have little dreams here and there, but it was insane. My sister woke up instantly. It was crazy. I'm surprised the whole neighborhood, because, I mean, it was blood-curdling scream. He doesn't even remember it. And the next morning, he didn't remember. And then I had that weird dog dream, so kind of crazy, I know.
Boy, wow, all at once.
You know what, Michelle, I watched every season for Walking Dead. I really enjoyed it. I don't even know why. So she said it sounds weird, yeah. It was just very entertaining for me. It was really cute. Jason has a quick story in chat. He's saying, okay, quick story before I go that relates to what Judy is saying. Several weeks ago at 3:06 a.m., Judy sends me a text. Says the Lord is shaking her bed at a hotel. Yep, that's when we were in Pismo Beach in November. He did. Mm. It was November 2nd through the 4th. Exact time, I get another text, 3:06 a.m. It was like beep, beep. And the other text said, I'd like to come pick up these beautiful kittens.
Huh.
What? And that's what he's saying in chat. Wow. And are we the beautiful kittens that he's going to come pick up? I know. 3 a.m.? That's weird. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We know that those of us who love Jesus and are very close with our groom, we know that these are flirts, and they're not to be taken lightly. And if you acknowledge them and thank Jesus for them, he'll give you more.
Yes.
Yeah, the connection is pickup. That's right, Jason. I got that right away. He's coming to pick us up.
Hallelujah.
I want to be a cat anyway, so that's perfect. I want to be a long-haired Persian cat and go and rub against everybody's legs all the time.
Himalayan seal point. That's what I'll be.
I'm already there. But anyway, the hybrid that I was talking about on the reality show that I was watching, and I couldn't believe people were laughing, and I was thinking, you guys are sick, and this is horrible, in my dream. It was bad. But, you know, God's hybrids, you know, all those weird creatures that we think sound strange that are around the throne and all the eyes, see, that's okay when God does stuff like that. But when man tries to mess humans, the creation that God made, with a bunch of different things, that's really sick. And that's what my dream was. But Jesus, he can mix up things. And I think when we get to heaven, we're going to be shocked at what he created. Oh my gosh, we're going to love it. So Jason says the connection is pickup. I texted this person back right away, no response back. What I was getting was Kareem's kittens, her kids. Crazy stuff, man. And the timing, exact same time as Judy's text when the Lord kept shaking her bed. Yeah, the timing was so amazing. And the event, Jason, thanks for sharing. Carol said she had a weird dream, too. This is all in the chat room. I'm reading it. She dreamed she took her car into the shop, and the manager in her dream was a childhood boyfriend. She asked the worker where he was, and the guy said, he is a terrible employee. Do you see him? He never comes into work. I don't know why I dreamed that dream. Maybe God wants me to pray for the guy. Yeah, I know. Weird dreams, I know. I don't know either, but she's relating to my to my weird dream. Thank you, Carol. I know dreams can be interesting. I knew mine was prophetic. I just still don't figure it. I just don't really know what's going on. But does anyone here at RCC know anyone in Minnesota, in Iowa, who's in the snowstorm going on?
Oh, that's terrible. Now it's Bella. Bella's the second storm. Yeah.
Safety over them in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Thank you,
tough.
Lord, protection to the people there.
Whew.
And I'm very excited today because I have a whole entire week off of working. Obviously, I work at home, but I don't have to go out and substitute teach for a whole week. And I'm hoping we go this week and even today.
Nice.
I'm just so happy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, could people call in? Because I think I'm going to, since I'm feeling better because everyone prayed for me, I think I'm going to try to go to yoga. I don't know, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not totally motivated, but I kind of want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jason said, oh, and the other thing is my phone is always off at that time. That's right, because I'm taking a nap. But that morning I forgot to turn my phone off. Interesting, Jason. That's so cool. Oh, my gosh. That's very cool. Michelle had a dream. She was half naked going through a store. It was embarrassing. And Michelle, let us know
good?
If your family's doing okay in the storm.
Yeah. My goodness. Wow.
I have really weird dreams sometimes, like
I think we all do.
No, like,
oh,
yeah.
Strange. I can't remember them, but I know they're intense. Sometimes the Lord's
mm-hmm.
in them, sometimes not. Some of them are just totally, totally warped.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know they're strange, and I can't. Maybe it's good I don't remember them. Oh, kids.
Baba
goo goo. Oh. Oh. Oh, dear.
Yeah. So, I am hosting Jerry's daughter has a performance she's in, Colleen, the youngest one. Okay, bye, Michelle. I love you. Have fun. She's meeting a friend.
Bye,
for
honey.
Supper. Yeah, seriously, Rosemary, there was no way I was going to go to yoga because I was feeling so nauseous and yucko, and everyone prayed for me. Now I want to go. So
go.
If you want to call in. Otherwise, well, Mom passed here and Raina, they're here.
Yeah, but if you want to end
it
up early, that's okay. Sure. No problem.
We all got to get together. We all got to say hi.
Of course.
Yeah, maybe I will just end it.
Sure. I'm tired. I said Mecca. I need toothpicks to keep my eyes open. I'm so tired, but I'm here and I love you, and that's about it.
Aw, thanks, Pat.
Yeah,
okay,
no,
everyone,
I'm exhausted. It's my medicine, it makes me.
Let's all say, Spirit and the Bride say,
Come. Amen.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, we love you. Okay,
yep.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, sweetie.
Okay, have a good night. And
bye,
we'll
love.
See everyone tomorrow. Bye, Jason.
Amen.
Bye, Pat. Bye, Raina.
Bye, honey.
Bye, Rosemary. Bye.
Have a blessed evening.
Carol and Michelle. Okay, bye. Come, Lord.